Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel.
Today, we're diving into the world of additive manufacturing, the latest buzz in our industry.
Right, additive manufacturing, also known as 3D printing, is transforming the aerospace sector.
Claire Burrows and Colin Bell from Brabner's have explored the legal considerations for businesses adopting this technology.
So, starting with the basics, what makes additive manufacturing so exciting for aerospace?
Well, Daniel, it's all about creating physical objects from digital models.
I see, so it's not just about 3D printing parts, but completely changing the design and production process.
Exactly, it allows companies to design, prototype, test and assemble products with huge cost and time savings.
And the aerospace industry is already on board, with big names like Airbus and Rolls-Royce investing millions.
That's right, the Aerospace Technology Institute predicts the market could be worth £10 billion by 2033.
Wow, that is so cool, but there's a catch, right? The report also said the UK needs to make key advancements by 2028.
Yes, the clock is ticking, and businesses must take the necessary regulatory steps to make the most of this opportunity.
Let's talk about the legal side then. How do intellectual property rights come into play?
Great question. If a company owns a registered design or patent, they have exclusive rights to make, use and sell that product.
Right, so using third-party CAD drawings without permission could lead to legal trouble.
Exactly, and the same goes for copyright and trademark infringement.
And if a business doesn't protect its own IP, what happens?
Well, third parties could profit from their blueprints, and a product could lose its exclusivity.
That's a big risk, especially for companies that have invested in research and development.
Absolutely, registered IP like patents and trademarks are much easier to enforce than unregistered rights.
What about the materials used in additive manufacturing? That must be a big consideration too.
Definitely, aerospace businesses can now design parts with materials that were previously impossible.
So they can create components with better fuel efficiency and reduced mass.
Exactly, but they also need to comply with international safety standards like ISO ASTM 52910 and AS9100.
And what about the environmental impact?
Additive manufacturing can be sustainable, but if done wrong, it can be damaging.
I see, the process can produce dangerous emissions that need proper ventilation.
And businesses must also handle waste materials correctly to avoid fines.
So it's a balancing act between innovation and compliance.
Indeed, and the Northwest is in a great position with institutions like the AMRC and the National Graphene Institute.
But the clock is ticking, the 2028 deadline is fast approaching.
For more information on how to navigate the legal landscape, reach out to Claire Burrows or Colin Bell at Brabner's.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Stay informed and keep flying high.